Hi, this is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments, and may you have a blessed and wonderful Saturday at the moment as we look into God's Word. Romans chapter 8, verses 29 and 30. Father, we ask that you'll bless your Word right now. Consecrate it. Make it come alive. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Here it is, Romans 8, verses 29 and 30. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And whom he predestined, these he also called. And whom he called, these he justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. So you see, God's got a process for your life. God's got a blueprint. Now, we think of God's plan for our life to be our career, or who we're going to marry, or where we're going to live, or how we're going to serve the Lord. But there is a higher blueprint than that, which is our heavenly calling. God's got things for us to do way out in eternity, but he's also got a calling on our character. He wants us to be like Jesus. Look at this in verse 29. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son. You see, God wants you and I to be just like Jesus Christ. He wants us to be meek and humble and lowly. He wants us to be full of the Spirit. He wants us to be someone who loves our neighbours as ourselves and walks in all the commandments of God. God's plan for your life is for you to be like Jesus. That's why he might bring some tough times along so that you can learn patience and so that you can learn how to be like Jesus, who, in the end, on the cross, forgave those who hurt him. So God's plan for your life will involve things like forgiving people, being kind, being compassionate, reaching out to your next-door neighbour. Now, while I'm recording this, at this time, we've got the coronavirus thing going on here in Los Angeles. And you might be in the midst of that when this comes out and it's recorded. Are you checking on your elderly neighbours? Are you making sure that people are okay? If you're like Jesus, you won't be bulk buying. You won't be panicking. You won't be yelling at people. Instead, you'll have a calm spirit. You'll buy just what you need to buy, and you'll let other people get the rest. And you might be nice. You might be able to make some masks for people or help someone to buy personal protective equipment if they're working in the medical field. You can think about what you're going to do and how you would be like Jesus in the middle of this situation with your family and your workplace. So God's plan for you right now is to have the character of Jesus Christ. And so God is calling you to be conformed to the image of his beloved Son. Why? Because he wants you to be among the brothers and sisters of the Lord Jesus Christ. It says there, the last part of verse 29, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, that he, that's Jesus, might be the firstborn among many brethren. You see, Jesus is your elder brother. It says that in Hebrews chapter 2, that God is not ashamed to call us brothers of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that we will suffer with Jesus and we will be glorified together with Jesus. So God's plan is for you and I to be up there in heaven with Jesus around the throne and to share in God's plans for the world, to come into an inheritance with Jesus Christ. And that inheritance includes the whole universe. So God has a plan for us out there in eternity where we will be part of his plan for the universe, for God's people, do God's works, to God's glory. And we'll be doing good works for God for as long as we live. And of course, that's going to be millions and millions of years because we have eternal life. We have the life that is of the very quality of eternity itself and endures as long as eternity endures. So your life is meant to be lived in the joy of the Lord and the abundance of God because the Holy Spirit's in you. And God's plan is for you to be just like Jesus. So let's look at that plan a little bit more. Okay, verse 30. And to whom he predestined, these he also called. God has called you to a high and holy calling. He hasn't called you to be dull and boring. He's called you to something that's very special, to the spiritual life, as well as to the material life. Of course, we think that our life's all about paying off the house and the car and budgeting for this and sending kids to college, and they're all good things. But we're called to more than that which the world does. We're called to have a spiritual life, to be spiritually alive and to be switched on for God, to read his word, to pray, to have a holy life, and to be dedicated to the commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ. God's called you not just to be a material lump of flesh, but to be a spiritual being who will endure for all eternity. So God's placed a call on your life, and he's called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. So once you're in darkness, once you are unconverted, once you are unsaved, once you lived for yourself in anger or loneliness or whatever your past was like, it might have had alcohol and drugs, it might just have been selfish. Who knows what your past was like? But now that's been put behind you. You've accepted the call of Christ. You've come from darkness into light. And if you haven't, you need to do so. You need to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. But that will take you out of the darkness into the light. And God's called you to a new life and a new way of being. The old things are put behind and you become a new creation in Christ Jesus. So God's calling you to ever higher, ever better, ever nobler things, where your life is going to shine forth gloriously because God has called you to good things and out of the bad things, out of all the silly, stupid stuff you used to do. You can leave that all behind because God's calling you to heavenly pursuits. He's called you to be holy just as he is holy. And it says, if you go to the beginning of verse 29, it says, whom he foreknew. See, God knew you from the foundation of the world. It says that in other parts of the Bible, that God saw you, your unformed substance, in the womb. He knew you even before you had an arm or a leg or a heart, when you were just an unformed substance. God saw you and knew you and had a plan for your life. God has had a plan for the human race. He's had a plan for Israel, and he's got a plan for you. And those plans were formed long, long ago, before even the mountains came forth or the planets were put in place. You see, God has an eternal plan for you. He's always had his eye on you. He knows you. He sees you and all the bitter struggles that you've been through, all the rejection, all the mess of this life. Yet God has a plan for you to become like Jesus and to dwell with him in heaven. God's love for you is absolute. God loves every particle of you, and his angels count the numbers of hairs on your head. It says in the Gospel of Matthew that the hairs on your head are numbered. And that even the sparrows, even God knows when the sparrows fall to the ground, and God cares for you much more than he cares for many sparrows. So God is going to take care of you, and you need to trust yourself to God, especially during this very difficult time that we are going through at the moment. So God calls you, God's foreknown you, he's seen you as a fetus, an unformed substance. He's predestined you. The word predestined means the sketched out plan, the blueprint for your life. God's got a blueprint for your life, and he's going to build you into a living stone, a living creature that's going to dwell in heaven. And God's got a blueprint, and he's designed you to be a certain kind of person. God is not unintelligent. God has plans for all things. God has designs for all things. God is the master engineer and architect, and he has planned the entire universe down to the tiniest last electron. And you're part of his universe, and he's got a heavenly home prepared for you. And Jesus says to the apostles that he goes to prepare a place for them, for in my Father's house are many mansions. And you're going to have one of those mansions. You're going to be there in heaven with God. And back to verse 30. And those he predestined also called. Those he called, these he also justified. Justified is a technical word. It's a theological word that means just as if I'd never sinned. It means you're okay with God. So God makes you okay with him. Through the cross of Jesus Christ, God forgives your sins. So you are forgiven. The slate is clean. You are okay with God. And it's just as if I'd never sinned. So God justifies you, and he says, you are okay. Your sins are forgiven. They're covered. And you are now blessed. You're in the place of blessing in the heavenly realms because God has nothing against you. God loves you. God's cleansed away all your sins with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. God's light is shining upon you. You've been transferred out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, and you're God's chosen and beloved son or daughter. So God has justified you. You are okay. You can hold your head up high because all your sins are forgiven. And you don't have to go back to the place of shame or the place of disgrace anymore if you're a Bible-believing Christian. And finally, it says, those he justified, those he glorified. This again is the end of the plan. God wants you to be glorious. He wants you to have a resurrection body. In 1 Corinthians 15, it says it's a glorious body, it's a spiritual body. A resurrection body is immortal, it's imperishable. The resurrection body we receive is like a transformed version of this body, first the natural, then the spiritual. And this body will be undefiled in any way, shape, or form. It will be pure. It will be holy. We will be glorious. And that which is had no glories puts on glory. That which is mortal puts on immortality. And we are transformed from the lowly body we have now into a glorious body, fit for eternity, fit for the eternal realms. So God wants you to have glory. And if you're a faithful Christian, if you've worked hard in your ministry, you worked hard being like Jesus, you've prayed, you studied the Bible, you've given to your church, you've supported people around you, you've been a blessing to the world, God glorifies you in another way. He gives you a throne with him in heaven. You inherit. You go into your inheritance in the heavenly realms, and God will give you some sort of glorious position in the heavenly realms. He gives you a crown. He gives you a robe. He gives you things like that. And you will have glory in heaven. You won't be insignificant anymore because God has a spiritual glory for you. On this earth, you might be insignificant. You might be someone who just turns up at work and does their job. But if your heart is in the right place, if you're following the commands of Jesus Christ, God will give you a glory in heaven that you've never seen anything like here on earth. And your glory in heaven will be greater than those of the kings and the emperors of this age, because a lot of those people are going to end up in hell. A lot of those people will die in their pride and die in their sins. But you are not to do that. You're to pursue the glory of God, the glory that God will give you at the resurrection for those who have been obedient to him. If you're not born again, you need to get born again right now. You need to turn your heart over to the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to pray a prayer like this. Father in heaven, forgive my sins. I've messed up my life. I ask that you will forgive me, that you will fill me with the Holy Spirit, that you will turn me into a Christian and make me like Jesus. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So you need to turn your life over to God and say that you're sick of your sin, you're sick of messing around, and you'd prefer God's plan for your life. You'd prefer God's blueprint rather than your own blueprint. You cannot live life yourself. You've got to live life God's way. Accept his blueprint for your life. It's really good. So stop messing around with your life. Turn it over to the Lord Jesus Christ. This is John Edmiston from Eternity Christian Fellowship, signing off with Uplifting Moments. God bless you all and have a blessed weekend.